Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Good morning.
How are you?
Lovely to speak to you. Lovely to speak to Ireland.
And great to have you. Now, listen, we're going to talk music. We're going to talk everything. But before I do that, can I ask you about your art?
Right.
I love your art. I discovered it over lockdown, and I know it was kind of a lockdown project for you, but it's really, really striking.
Oh, thank you. Because ironically, you know, it's funny you should say that, but ironically, I'm sitting here now having done my first piece for probably, you know, over 12 months because I've been busy on my tour and putting all that together. I just haven't had the sort of the headspace. So
yeah.
That's lovely to hear that you're appreciative, and I'm glad. I'm glad you like it.
Can we describe it to people? How would you describe your style?
You know, I love to write, actually handwriting, because I think handwriting has sort of become a thing of the past, particularly with computers. And everyone used to say, God, you've got some really nice handwriting. And that goes back to my school days. So, you know, and when I used to learn my lines for shows, I would always write them down. And so I thought, well, whilst I'm writing them down, I might as well put them into art form.
Yeah.
And that's sort of where it has come from. And so I use pictures and, you know, I tend to go with things that you know, if I'm touring or if I'm in a show or if it's lockdown, or I try and grab, you know, the color or the actual pictures, if I'm putting pictures into a piece, that are from something I'm doing at the moment the time. So yeah, I mean, you know, funnily enough, I'm doing a Rocky Horror thing at the moment. I've got an idea for my sort of tour that I've just come off with a bit of writing. So yeah,
that'll
I'm starting
coming
to get back into it.
You're going to be in Dublin in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in August with the Rocky Horror Show. How much fun is that show to do?
Well, you know, it's a big love of mine. I go back a long way with the Rocky Horror Show. I did it in 1998 and even earlier than that, a UK tour in 98 and actually West End. And I met my wife.
That's right.
On that show.
Yeah.
We're together and have been for over 25 years. So also my dad did one of the first shows Richard O'Brien wrote after he did the Rocky Horror Show back in the late 70s,
You're
early
kidding
80s.
Me.
No. So a thing called The Stripper with Richard Hartley, Richard O'Brien. So, yeah, there's a lot of connections. But above all, it's a great crazy story. It's about misfits. It's about believing in yourself. And for me, believing in your dreams. For me, though, it's having done these colorful pieces like Joseph and all Priscilla, and I like the sort of, you know, the alternate version of musicals, which is not sort of necessarily sort of laden with this happy ending.
Yes.
You know, and there's lots of eyeliner, lots of high heels. Love the show. You know, I love Bord Gáis too. I've played there a number of times over the years. I love that part of Dublin.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to, I think it's summer when we're going to be there. So it'd be nice. It's a nice little date for us.
Well, that will be August. Unfortunately for you, in April, with our rainy Aprils that we tend to get, you are going to be doing your brilliant Doing Fine tour.
Yes.
The Doing Fine 25. Yes. So Cork Opera House on the 4th of April, the Helix on the 5th of April in Dublin, and Belfast Ulster Hall on the 6th. We cannot wait for you to come here. But what's your connection like with Ireland and Irish audiences? Do you enjoy playing here?
I do enjoy playing. I've done a number of theatre shows, but I also did, you know, going back to Doing Fine, which is, you know, essentially what this tour I'm about to come to Ireland with is about, a celebration of 30 to 35 years of live touring. In 1990, I played The Point over four nights.
I was there, Jason. I was there.
There you go.
I absolutely loved that show.
We recorded that as a television event too in Ireland. Ironically, when I did Strictly many, many moons back, we did the UK tour, and the only place where I actually managed to come first was in Ireland.
Yes.
I think that's because everyone saw me as Jason O'Donovan. There's a lot of loyalty for me in Ireland. But look, I love the Irish, you know, as you can tell by my surname, I'm connected with the country.
Absolutely.
And I'm, you know, I just enjoy, you know, I do enjoy walking around. I love the landscape, the people, you know, it's a great part of the world.
Well, we're very, very glad you're coming. And you don't do things by half. I mean, this show has a lot of songs in it. Like, you're not just getting out and doing 10 songs, right? I mean, 10 songs is the first part.
Yeah, well, you know, this show has my fingerprints all over it. You know, it's quite difficult to try and fuse all the aspects of my career because it's sort of quite diverse.
Of course, yeah.
But I feel, you know, I'm 56, I'm about to turn 57. You know, I feel, you know, confident in my work and how I want to express myself these days. You know, and this is one of those shows that sort of all the worlds have aligned, and it's turned out pretty good. We're about to finish here in the UK, which is nice. That Ireland is the last sort of three dates.
Wow, what a way to wrap it up.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it feels nice.
Listen,
it's a good feeling.
As we'd say here in Ireland, you're only a young fella.
Yes.
You're only as young as the man you feel.
I try and keep fit. I try and stay young. But unfortunately, the process of life tends to take on its own course.
It does.
No, all is good, man.
Look, famously, obviously, the first time anyone here in Ireland will have seen you was when you appeared on Neighbours. And Scott is obviously a character that has lived with you, alongside you over the years, and Neighbours has gone through lots of different changes, but still, I mean, I'd imagine you get it all the time that, oh, Scott from Neighbours, but you know, you're Jason Donovan. But I was thinking, if it's all right with you, I'd like to test you a little bit and see if you would be a good or a bad neighbour with some multiple choice questions. How about that?
Oh God! All right, Dave. Well, listen, I will entrust in you to make sure my landing is soft.
Yes, you can be guaranteed of that. But let's see.
Everybody needs good neighbors.
Okay, first one is: you're enjoying your music at night. Okay, so do you A, keep it at a reasonable volume and turn it down if asked? B, blast it as loud as possible. It's your house, after all. Or C, hire your live band, put your PA on your lawn, and start a neighborhood concert at 2 a.m.
Well, I mean, I would probably put my ears, my little ear pods into my ear and do it that way. I think that the last answer costs me money to bring out my band.
Yes.
They're not going to come out for nothing, so I won't be doing that one. Certainly not in my own backyard. I have been accused at times of blasting music a little bit too loud. But at the tender age of 56, I'll probably take the first option and be considerate to my neighbours.
That is a very, very good answer. Your second one is: your neighbour's having a barbecue and invites you along. How do you respond? Do you A, accept or decline politely, depending on your schedule? B, show up, eat all the food and leave without saying thanks? Or C, arrive in a chef's hat and demand control of the grill?
Neither of them. None of them. I have to. I'm pretty private, you know.
Okay.
I don't really mix with my neighbors a hell of a lot, and that's not because I, you know, I get along with them, but I just, I think I'm quite, because of my work is very social, you know.
Yes.
And it requires a lot of interaction with people. I tend to sort of stick to those events and barbecues with the people, my friends and family, as opposed to my neighbors. But you never know. You never know. I certainly wouldn't turn up with a chef's hat. That's for sure.
Okay. We'll take that's a good answer. I think sometimes being a very private person can actually help you and your neighbors, like everybody get along, because, you know, you're just everyone's just a nice, quiet, living their lives and no one's getting involved.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
the final one, I have to admit, I think I'm a good neighbor, Jason, but I think my neighbors would say otherwise, just about this one thing. Okay, I've got four kids and they're all sport obsessed. So my kids constantly kick their footballs into the surrounding four houses. In fact, recently, one of them chipped a golf ball in, which there was definitely a conversation had after that. But a golf ball. Like he literally, like, right. I mean, come on, it should have been a plastic one, but it's a long story. Anyway, your neighbor's kid accidentally ended up with a ball from their garden into yours, would you A, toss it back to them or let them come in and retrieve it, B, keep it and add it to your growing collection of stolen toys, or C, challenge them to a dramatic medieval style duel for the ball's return?
These are quite interesting options. I'll be honest with you, I would probably just throw it back. I wouldn't be challenging anyone. You know, and I don't like to hang on to too many balls.
Yeah, that's absolutely fair enough.
I've got enough.
I've got enough. Jason, I can crown you definitely a good neighbor. So congratulations on that.
I'm glad I get away with the challenge.
Yes, you do. Listen, quick fire round before I let you go. I do this with all my guests. Number one, Jason Donovan, what are you currently obsessed with?
I'm currently obsessed with, I do like my cold showers.
Oh, really?
Cold baths, yeah. I'm into my fitness and stretching and trying to maintain a sort of a, you know, normality in my body when I can see time slipping away.
Mm.
You know, it's harder to keep on top of things when you're in your mid to late 50s. It all starts to change.
Well, listen, I follow you on Instagram, and having seen the shape you're in, I think you're doing a great job. Tell me this. Do you shower cold or otherwise in the evening or in the morning?
Morning. Morning.
Thank you. Same as me. Yeah, we had a big argument about that on the show the other day, but okay.
Yeah.
Who's the most famous person in your phone?
I don't reveal the famous people in my phone, but let's just say there's probably a few high profile people. I'm not gonna divulge.
Oh, I don't want their numbers or anything. It's fine,
No. I mean, you know, I'm trying to think if there's anyone Irish. That's what I'm.
Of course.
Look, I'm not going to divulge what's.
That's
in my phone,
fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm a bit more sort of low key than that. Yeah.
Okay, well then, think back when you were about 8 years old. You're in school, and your teacher says it's lunchtime. What was in Jason Donovan's lunchbox?
Well, I was brought up by my dad, so not a lot. You know, he tended to focus sometimes in a very caring and sharing way. He's an actor and he's still alive, but he tended to focus on himself sometimes more than he focused on me. The bread was normally a few days old.
Yeah.
So, you know, what was in my, I tended to, you know, particularly in the later years, I just go in and buy food from the tuck shop.
Okay. Yeah. Tuck shop. Yeah. I had one of them.
Yeah.
What was your favorite treat?
I always liked a jam iced donut.
Their hot dogs
were fantastic. I went through a massive hot dog sort of stage. A hot pie with sauce. And if you know Australians, we love our...
You do love your pies.
Meat pies.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love our meat pies. But yeah, the jam iced was always the thing that Oh, I just used to love the jam ice donut.
Okay, the final question, Jason, I ask all everybody, and you've kind of mentioned it already, but here's the detailed question about it. When you are in your shower, do you wash your legs? Because I don't.
No, I don't.
Thank you, Jason Donovan.
No, I don't see sort of the need. But yeah, look, all of the above, good to keep fit, Dave. I'm worried about you, mate. You know, do you get to the gym?
I drove past it on my way to the cake shop.
Oh, Dave. Come on, mate. You need to get fit, mate.
I know. I do.
You away.
Well, listen, you're an inspiration, Jason Donovan. Maybe I'll take you up on it. I can't wait to see the show. It's going to be for Dublin, the Helix on the 5th of April, Cork Opera House, what a great venue, on the 4th of April, and Belfast, yes, Ulster Hall on the 6th. And we'll see you again in August for the Rocky Horror Show as well. So you're doing it all.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Can't wait to see you, Jason. Thanks so much.
Take care, Dave.
See you later.
Lots of love.
Bye.
Yee-hoo.
Dave Moore on Today FM.